test 62, section 3, question 17, and here we're looking for what doesn't resolve the discrepancy. So four of these will make it make more sense, and one of them won't. So we have this 24-year study, which is pretty long, of 1,500 adults, so it's big, showed that those with a high intake of food rich in beta-carotene less likely to die from cancer than those with low intake. So high beta-carotene, lower risk of cancer death. On the other hand, taking beta-carotene supplements for 12 years had no positive or negative effect on the health of subjects in a separate study of 20,000 adults. So separate study, taking these beta-carotene supplements didn't seem to do anything over the course of 12 years. So we need to explain, why did a 25-year study with 1,500 adults show that people who ate a lot of foods with beta-carotene were less likely to die of cancer than those who didn't, versus just taking a beta-carotene supplement for 12 years, not really showing any difference? So now four of them are going to resolve. And so there's a lot of things that I could see that might help with this. So we're going to look for the one that doesn't. So A, the human body processes the beta-carotene present in food much more efficiently than it does beta-carotene supplements. That could explain it, because that would resolve it, because in the first study, the one where there was an effect, that was in their diet, so it would be beta-carotene in food, so that would explain it. B, beta-carotene must be taken for longer than 12 years to have any cancer preventative effects. That too would explain it. The first study was 24 years, the second was only 12. So C, foods rich in beta-carotene also tend to contain other nutrients that assist the human body's absorption of beta-carotene. That could also help explain it, because it says, yeah, it's still the beta-carotene, but you need the other nutrients that help you absorb it, and so the supplement might not have it. So C would resolve. D, in the 12-year study, half the subjects were given beta-carotene supplements and half were given a placebo. Well, that doesn't really explain much about this, because we still should be seeing, if beta-carotene was making a difference, we still should be seeing some difference. So that doesn't really explain why it did help in the study with diet, but didn't help in the supplement. And then in the 24-year study, the percentage of subjects who had high intake of beta-carotene foods who smoked cigarettes was much smaller than the percentage of subjects with low intake of beta-carotene who smoked. Well, that could also explain it, because we do know that smoking is a carcinogenic activity. And so, therefore, if people who ate a lot of beta-carotene didn't smoke as often, that could explain it. And really, it wouldn't even have been smoking. It could have been anything that has the potential to be problematic. And so, therefore, D is our best answer. It really just doesn't do anything at all. It's not that it does the opposite of resolving, it's just irrelevant. And so that's going to be our correct response.